from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Iraq parliament collapses. Lawmakers flee Baghdad. Baghdad teetered on the edge of political chaos today. The city is in a state of emergency. Protesters are occupying parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have run away, and the military is on high alert. By this morning, protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr continue to crowd the streets in front of the country's now empty parliament and gather in what is known as the Zone Celebration Square. Lawmakers fled Saturday after protesters stormed into the parliament. Some 60 lawmakers, mostly from the minority Kurdish and Sunni parties, flew out of the capital for Erbil and Sulaymaniyah in the northern autonomous Kurdish region. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months. Sheikh Sabah was among them. Sheikh Sabah said, if there are no reforms, the whole government should be replaced and bring back all the money it stole. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva today for talks on the Syrian situation. The State Department said in a Saturday release that Kerry will discuss ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. Kerry called the UN envoy to Syria and the Syrian negotiations coordinator in preparation for the trip. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said the top American diplomat made it clear that ending the violence in Aleppo and returning ultimately to a durable, nationwide cessation of hostilities is a top priority. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep has killed at least two police officers and wounded at least 22 other people, a local governor said. Turkish media quoted Gaziantep regional governor Ali Erlikaya as saying, "Many of those wounded in today's blast are police officers." Video footage shown on NTV, a private media organization, showed the chaotic aftermath of the explosions outside the police building as bystanders looked on at broken glass and debris and ambulances raced to the scene. A Bangladeshi newspaper reports three people have been detained in connection with the hacking death of a 50-year-old Hindu tailor. The Daily Star said today one of the detainees had sued Nikhil Chandra Jordar in 2012 for his derogatory comments about the Prophet Muhammad. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack on the tailor in central Bangladesh, the U.S.-based monitoring organization Site Intelligence Group said. To send a message to the world that ivory is worth more than on the elephant than it is in the market, Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, set fire to the country's ivory stockpile, making it the largest ivory burn in history. VOA's Jill Craig was there.
Plumes of smoke filled the air of a muddy Nairobi National Park as Kenya's President Kenyatta presided over the burning of 105 tons of elephant ivory as well as 1.35 tons of rhino horn.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner.
Critics have argued that poor countries like Kenya should sell the ivory to improve the lives of their people. The Kenya Wildlife Service has responded that selling these illegal trophies dramatically increases elephant poaching, threatening the animal's very existence. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Father Daniel Berrigan has died. He was 94 years old. Berrigan, an activist American Jesuit priest, a pacifist, and a poet, is best remembered as the radical leftist priest who burned draft records to protest the Vietnam War. U.S. President Barack Obama was the main attraction as journalists, politicians, and celebrities attended the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night in Washington. It was a chance for Obama to poke fun one last time at himself, as well as his friends, enemies, the media, and Congress. The president described himself as gray and grizzled, just counting down the days to his death panel. That was a reference to jokes about his Obamacare. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.